Hello. Today, I am going to talk about my bestie. These persons are my bestie. I'm going to talk about the groups that I have hang out with them yesterday. So it's been a while since the last time we got each other again. For us, okay, so I want to introduce a little bit about the group and tell about how we met and then how we be close like that. So we met each other when we were in grade 7. At first, when every single person of us are a child, we didn't know a lot. And then the numbers of the group growing, and increased. And at that time in my life, I realized that they are all the persons. They're all the persons who are very, very amazing to me. They treat me well. So there are six members in our group. Two of them are girl, which is me, and others, beauty queen, named Boy. And there are four members, which are boy, which are Nam, Bao, Sulong, and Zui. When I think about them, there is so much thing around me to thinking about them. For me, they are very, very, there is someone that just bring me up and help me survive from the moments that I know myself cannot do anything. We meet each other when we're in grade 7. We all the child, and for me, I was a very 12 little girl who didn't expect a lot about my new school, because in my last school I have been cyberbullying, and that reason's feelings make me feel like I'm going to die in this situation. But no, actually everything's not turned that good. But for me, I feel very okay for all the moments that I share with them. The first person that come to me and talk to me, there is two guys. I remember. And then more and more. After we've gone through some stupid emotions, like we like each other, we fell in love each other, we haven't crushed each other, we become a very bestie. Which when we were in grade 9. But every single time in my life, especially in grade 7 and 8, are the most memorable, most thinkingful time for my life. I know that I've been crying almost like 3 days because I realized that we need to change our class and we need to change our school and to go to high school. They also the person who always beside me and beside me when I receive, like when I go through many difficulties of my life, about friends, about families, about educations. I know that in for the exchange exam, that time for both all of us, it's one of the hardest time ever. We're very funny. We close together, but we didn't try to like let ourselves in the same school. We always think that okay, just try to get into the school that we like, and also so six of us go to like the top six school in Hanoi. We're trying to get into that school. We learn with each other. We have on our proposed. We just belong with each other to chase our dream. And at that time for me, it's hard, but it's really fun. And it's a very memorable time. And after all, some of them have failed the test, so they have not gotten into the top school. Some of them are going to a very good school in total. So after all of this, I feel like they are really close to me. They discover every hardship moment in my life. We just belong together. When I was in like the second terms of grade eight, I meet boy. Right now, she was the most close friends, close bestie ever for me. Like, she was a girl, but yeah, she was close. Like, if I got to rate, like, she was the closest people for me. And these two are boy. And in grade 9, Long has moved to school. That moment, everybody just being so bad. Like, I realized that I was texting to him many times. It was like, no, just don't change the school. I love you. Like, I really miss you. I really value you. Just don't change the school. Like, I really don't want that. Like, for sure. Just don't do that. And he was like, I tried to persuade my dad, but we cannot. Like, I need to move the school. And, like, I know at that moment, everybody just, our group, are deeply become very bad, but it's okay. And then we need to change in the class when we were in grade 8. But at that moment, everything is pretty okay. Like, of course, I think that it's just very hard for us to like being saying goodbye to someone, like changing class. So we are crying at that time. But all the boys around me are just cheering me up, like, oh, you didn't die, we're just moving the class, we're still in the school, and something like that. Yeah, and the result come very well. We didn't break our group, we are very close together, we're still close together, and even we are in different class, we always gather together, and like hang out, or just say hello, or just hang out, or become very bestie. So at that moment, I feel like, yeah, we be close. And then like about a year after, we go to high school. At that moment, I cried because I don't think that we can be together anymore. And this is one of the bad thing ever because I value them so much. But there again, cheer me up. And there was like, no, don't worry. We just changing our school. We're gonna go and hang out or something like that. And yeah, I meet them several times. But some of them, it was like 2 years I have met them again, or even like a year. So there are some space. At first, it's hard for all of us to like trying to schedule a time that everyone are free and hang out together. It's really pretty hard for us. Yeah, and luckily we can gather together for like one time. And it's been very cheerful for me. Like, we are gathered together and we are hang out together. Like, you know what? I just know them when they were a little child. They didn't know everything. They have no girlfriends. Even right now, I know that they have like nearly like 20 girlfriends in their life. And like, I don't know, like, I know them when they was very young. And when I meet them again, I feel like no different for me. Like, in my own opinion, they're just the same. They're really the same. I love like taking photos. But they didn't. They just really want to try to like take a rest or like hang out as poor as they could. They didn't even want to take a picture. They was like, don't need it. Or something like that. And I was like, okay. Just poor. I don't know. But I was like,
Pirates didn't need it for doing. They didn't feel it's needed. But I was really persuade them to do that. So one was in the last day we study in like this our school. I was trying to persuade them to take a picture, but they didn't do that. And they was like, no, it didn't need it. They was like that. And I was fucking pissed off. I was like, no, you should take a picture. This is the last time last day we are like a secondary school students. We're gonna be like a high school student soon. And you guys need to take a picture. And I was like, no, they didn't want to do that. And then luckily yesterday we have took a picture. Like, it's very happy for me because I really value them. So every single picture, like I just spending all of my day today to watch the picture that we took, even though I was very stupid at that moment. But I did rewatch it many times. I don't know why I did that, but yeah, like I really value them for sure. So yeah, there was my bestie. They have for me. They are like so many. They mean so much to me. It's been a very amazing journey when I have them together by my side. So it's very happy. I'm so happy because I have them in my life. This is one of the most memorable, amazing present that people bring out to me. So I don't feel like just anyone can bring me the vibe that they can bring to me. Yeah, and it was a very memorable emotions for me. Even though I'm trying to, I don't know. I just want them to be happy. Like, I don't know what to say, but for me, they are like everything for me. They are so much for me. I know, like, they're boys, maybe. So that's the reason maybe I get, like, value them so much. But I don't know, because we are close together. And also, I really feel that. I don't want them to be bored. I just want them to be happiest, like happy and enjoy their life. Like, I really care about them. If someone touching about them, hey, peace off. I really, really gonna punch them up because for me, my friends are someone who like very very like valuable. And if you touch to my friends, dude, you're gonna get punched, like for sure. I'm not really fully think about to okay with you, but yeah, my friends, I need to take care of them, so trying to make them feel okay as possible. Yeah, that's all. It's very memorable times for me, and yeah. So that's all about me and my secondary friends' story, and I hope people are enjoy it. Thank you.